Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hello. How you doing? Oh my goodness, it's been a long time. I am so excited today, although I may or may not sound like it. I really am excited today. So much has been going on. And I'm not talking about all the usual stuff, you know, marches and riots and pandemics and, you know, people transitioning and deciding that this is not where they want to be at this day and time. And so they've decided to transition, but then there are some of us who came here for the long haul, and that's what we have to understand, that we're here for the long haul, and it was our choice before we moved into this physicality in these physical bodies of ours. So we'll see what's going on and how we fare, but this is where we are. And if we're here to stay, it's because we've chosen to be here during this time. I've been having an amazing, how do you say, not so much life, but experiences, some amazing experiences. Some of you know that I had this horrible gout with, horrible bout with gout. You know, words that sound alike. I had this horrible bout with gout, but it didn't keep me from attending my course online for my peer support recovery specialist training for the month of May. I got my certification, even though there were times when, because of the gout, I had to crawl to the bathroom. I could not stand on my feet because the pain was so horrible, and I don't wish that on anyone. I even got a call from my nephew, who was in Saudi Arabia at the time. He called me to let me know that he had the utmost compassion for my pain because he had suffered it. My ex-husband even called me when my daughter happened to tell him, "Mommy has gout." He said, "Oh, my goodness, let me call her and let us find out how she's doing. That's a horrible thing for her to go through." But even though I went through all of my courses, I am taking Spanish now online because that's something I've always wanted to learn. I completed my metaphysical studies and my mentorship with Uma Alexandra Deepak. And that started in January of this year, and it just ended. It just ended a couple of weeks ago, and so I'm proud of that. One of the exercises that I had to do for my practicum was meet someone sight unseen. Never met the woman before, but I had to do her astrological pathways, and I had to do her, I did chakra balancing and attunement distance remotely. So that meant, although I'd never seen her before, met her before, I sent her an email. And I asked her permission to allow me to work on her energy from a distance. And she gave me that permission. And I asked permission to contact her archangel to give her, channel a message to her from her arc. And it was just an amazing experience because when I finally met her a week later, she was telling me how, "I don't know, when did you do this, that?" Because I had a shift in my attitude last week at some time. And so I told her that I had worked on her the 4th of July. And so I said, "So when did you start feeling the shift?" She said, "Wait a minute, I will tell you. Let me see." And so she went back and scrolled in her cell phone, the conversation she was texting with a friend, and come to find out, she had just finished telling a friend one day, you know, that week, I had a change of attitude yesterday, and yesterday I decided that it's time for me to do this, and this in my life, and it's time for me to get up from here. And so she said, when did you do this chakra balancing? I said, it was on the 4th of July. She said, oh, my goodness. This was the 5th of July. I was telling her that yesterday I decided that I'm going to have a switch. So it was just wonderful to know that right after I did her balancing, or as I was doing her balancing on the 4th of July, she was getting these messages and giving them to herself that she's got to make a change in her life immediately. And she shared that with a friend on the 5th, the very next day. So, it's amazing the things that we're capable of doing, and we've always talked about this. We talked about this on and on and on, how we create our own reality, how we can heal ourselves, how it's all about the energy that, you know, we're of the earth and the earth is of us. We're a part of everything. And like in the movie with John Travolta, I think that movie was, not the one called Powder, but the one where he's sitting there and he's rolling. He's not even touching it, but he's rolling the pen, the pencil, and the data guy, that's all I can think of what his name is, he's saying, well, how do you do that? He said, well, I just tell it. And, well, I don't really tell it. I just ask it to. Because it's all energy, and we're all energy, and we're connected to it all. And even though that woman was miles and miles and miles away from me in a whole different town or city, she gave me permission to work on her energy. And as I envisioned her, I was working on her energy. I did copy a picture of her and put it, you know, beside what I considered to be an image of her body. And I did her chakras, and it was just an amazing experience to know that the gift that I always felt I had, I never, ever, ever really put it into action in that way, and to experience the fact that it's all good, it's all phenomenal, it's all just a great experience. And so with that, let me let you know that we all have the capability of healing our own selves, you know. And so I immediately felt and believed that if I could do that for her, then I needed to work on the gout and do some energy healing on myself. And I believe that's a good thing, because once we can communicate with our body and tell our bodies how we desire for it to act and how it is. I mean, talk to yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't say, you know, I'm scared of all of this stuff that's happening. Just say, I don't have time to get sick. That's not about me. We're going to do the things that we must do to stay healthy, because we are healthy and we're meant to be here for the long haul. And that's all we have to do. We need to chit-chat with our own selves. I was just listening to Kryon a few minutes ago, and he was talking about, you know, there are four different healing mechanisms that we encompass and we embody. One is our natural chemistry of our body. He said the second one, He said the second one is inheritance. So we feel we inherit a lot of stuff. And so I've been talking to my body, you know, and saying, well, I inherited, I must have inherited this gout thing from my father, because I have two sisters, that a half sister and a full blood sister, that want to tell me, well, you know, daddy had gout, so you must have inherited it from our father. So I'm walking around talking about, you know, I don't eat all of that stuff. I don't do all of those things for me to have gout. So it must be inheritance. Well, Kryon is saying, even you can consciously talk to self and tell self that inheritance doesn't matter. You understand? We can rewrite that inheritance program. And so that's what we have to do. Rewrite it. I remember a friend of mine a while ago, must have been, I don't know, 15, almost 20 years ago. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she knew that her mother died from cancer, and she was scared about this cancer that she had delivered. And then one day she brought about a change of attitude, and her change of attitude was, I am not my mother. And in this day and time, there are so many different things that can be done for me that weren't available to my mother. And 20 years later, she is still here because she was determined to realize that although the cancer was an inherited thing, she was not her mother, and she was going to live through hers, you know. Well, there are some people out there that really wanted me to go through some little chit-chat about what I experienced in my class with Uma, and it was an amazing class. I met some amazing young people. I had a wonderful time, and I would go down to Manassas one day a month, and then we got the COVID thingy, and that ended all that. So a lot of classes were done on Zoom, and then some were just mailed, or, you know, the audios were sent to us, those of us who couldn't make the class in-house. And, well, some of the things that I learned, well, let's see. One of the things that I found amazing that everyone should be aware of is that it's your responsibility for you to learn. And once you learn, then you must understand that that which you have learned, you go out there and you do. And after you do it, then you teach it. So we don't hoard all of our educational experience and all our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to ourselves. In order for us to keep it, we have to teach it. Or like they say in AA, in order for you to keep it, you give it away. So that's why you have sponsees, and you have people that you mentor, and you have grandchildren and children that you share your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding with. And you must always understand that everyone is a mirror to you. You are reacting to yourself when you react to another individual, because they are you, and they are your trigger, and they are yourself. So it's like looking in a mirror when you see the uglies on somebody else's face. It's like, where is this coming from? Well, it's a projection of what they're feeling, the energy transpiring from you. What else did I learn? I learned that as your awareness grows, you begin to shadow yourself, or your shadow self will come out, because a lot of times you're becoming so aware of who you are and what you are, then what will begin to happen is those aspects outside of yourself may try to cause you to, go against your own grain, so to speak. So we are all souls on a journey, and that's why we are here. And I tried to explain that to a friend yesterday. She tends to shy away from some of the things that I talk about, but that's understandable. A lot of people do that, either because they're afraid, or because they feel it's blasphemy, or they feel it's going against the grain of that which they believe, and they're going to be punished if they entertain such thoughts. But this is who I am, and this is what I do. And a lot of times we must behold that we follow universal laws, and those universal laws are not woo-woo, okay? They're not woo-woo. When we talk about energy, scientific fact is You know, that which causes something has an opposite effect. And so it's moving energy back and forth. And that's all we do. I am made of the same thing that this desk is made of, that I'm leaning on. It's just that there's a different vibrational causation going on there. When I say the same thing, made of the same thing, I'm talking about the little guys. I'm talking about the molecules. I'm talking about the atoms, that stuff that fires off that energy. So just like I have a karma, so does this desk. And a lot of times, what we don't realize is that people respond to the stigma of what they have heard about different things. So when they hear negative things about that which you believe, then that's how they react. But they must understand that those of us who work with energy, we follow natural law. It's more natural law than superstition is removed. So we have to be prepared to change old beliefs and be in the flow. When you say always and never, energy can't move. It's always like this. That can never happen. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, now you're blocking energy and you're keeping energy from an even flow in and out to you. So we have to understand that being full of love and light all the time can be a little bit hectic. You know, I had people say to me, well, you know, my sister-in-law said this one day. Well, I would think that if you are so spiritual that you, and I told her, don't even take it there, because even spiritual people have their ups and downs and their ins and outs, just like everyday normal people. It's just that sometimes we know how to get back on track a little bit easier and a little bit faster than a lot of other people know how to get back on track. So don't start throwing stuff up in the spiritual person's face because you think that they're supposed to be all love and light 24/7, because no, it does not work that like that. Everybody on the face of this earth is spiritual, and they are right where they are. Some are more accepting than others, and some are less judgmental than others, but we're all spiritual, and we're practicing our spirituality right where we are, even if we're practicing the fact that we don't want to believe that we're spiritual. Oh. Let me see. What else did I learn on my trip? I don't know. I do know that I want to share with you some information about your chakras, because I'm so into chakra balancing and tuning now that I want to share with everybody who may be listening what may be happening with your chakras if you're feeling out of balance. The law of polarity is that you have to get used to saying from a point of view or a perspective. And when you look at where your chakras are hanging out these days or what they're doing, they can be either balanced, they can be overactive, they can be underactive, or they can be blocked. And so if you want to get into that aspect of things, let me share with you some of your chakra stuff. And then we'll move on to listening to or sharing some of the stuff that Lena Stevens put out in her Power Path report for this month. I'm going jumping all over the place. I have so much to share. I just don't know where to begin, how to start, what I'm doing, going up, going down. It's like 95 to 100 degrees outside. It's hot in my apartment. And I've been in this apartment. Whew. This shelter in place is something that should be easy for me to do because I tend to be an introvert of sorts, but that's when I'm doing it of my own volition, not when I have to do it because of what's going on in the world around me. So I'm going to share with you your chakras and what's going on with them, or what's going right with them. I'm going to share with you Lena's July power path, and then I want to talk to you a little bit or give you a reading from Masters in the New Energy, because we are in the New Energy, and there are certain things that maybe Adama Saint Germain would like for you to know. So there is a page that was selected just because, and I would think that that's the page that's meant for me to read. So first, let's talk about your chakras. You have seven chakras. You have seven chakras, and to name them, your root chakra. The root chakra is located at the tailbone, okay? And it connects us to the earth and our basic survival and physical needs. It's like your primal chakra. When our root chakra is unbalanced, we may feel very disconnected from our earthly needs. You know, a feeling of being unsafe or floaty in the world may also be present. All right? To heal the root chakra, we might want to visualize a red light filling up the root spot and imagine it radiating into the earth, grounding and connecting you to your surroundings. The next chakra, the balancing, the stone that I use to balance out the root chakra, I use hematite. That's the stone I use, in case you want to look up hematite. That's one of my favorite stones. Then there's your sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is located like two fingers below the navel by the reproductive organs. It honors sexuality and pleasurable experiences. The sacral chakra, if it's off balance, we are blocked in our sexuality, commitment, and the ability to enjoy experiences or take care of our body properly. To heal the sacral chakra, place a hand over your lower abdomen and visualize it filling up with an orange light. The stone that I use to balance out the sacral chakra is cornelian. It's a pretty little orange stone. The next chakra is your solar plexus chakra. Your solar plexus chakra, located under the chest area and above the navel, it connects us to strength, identity, and life force. When imbalanced, a person may have issues with self-esteem and finding their power. The inner critic comes out in this imbalance. Fears of rejection, criticism, and judgment may be present. To heal the solar plexus, imagine a yellow light filling up your insides between the chest and the navel. Since this chakra deals with self-respect, sit or stand up straight. Lift your chest and feel the power filling you. Okay? And there are affirmations for each one of these chakras. The stone that I use to balance out the solar plexus chakra is malachite. That's another one of my favorite stones. It's green, black speckles, and woo-woo stuff. The next chakra is your heart chakra, moving on up the body. The heart chakra, located in the center of the chest, honors the heart and emotions, of course. When our heart chakra is off balance, we may experience over-loving to the extent of suffocation, jealousy, feelings of abandonment, anger, bitterness, or loneliness. To heal the heart chakra, place palm or about or place palm or object over your chest, close to the heart, and imagine a healing green or emerald light glowing in your chest. My stone that I like to use when I'm balancing out the heart chakra is rose quartz. Then there's your throat chakra. The throat chakra governs communication, expression, and creativity. One who feels that they cannot or do not have the right to express their truth or opinions may have a wounded throat chakra that is blocking them. To heal the throat chakra, place your dominant hand on your throat and imagine it filling up with a blue light. After doing some affirmations, imagine your throat filling up with any blocked expressions you feel and breathe it out until you can no longer feel a blockage. Since the throat chakra is located in the vocal cords, try to use your voice as much as possible during your meditations, whether it's reading the affirmations out loud or just humming a quick tune to get your vocal cords vibrating. I'm going to try that. I get a lot of annoyance in my throat. My favorite stone to balance out the throat chakra is lapis lazuli. Now, we have your brow chakra or your third eye chakra. The brow chakra, the third eye, located between the eyebrows, honors and governs our psychic and intuitive abilities. When your third eye chakra is wounded, it may feel that we are disconnected from our inner wisdom and its power to guide our life, an ability to see our own fears and learn important lessons from others may also be present. It's also the stepping stone to connect to the highest, crown chakra. Okay? To heal the brow chakra, focus on these affirmations and more while imagining an indigo light in the center of your forehead. So you can find chakra affirmations all over the website. That will be good for you. The stone that I use for the third eye chakra is my birthstone, amethyst. And then your crown chakra. This one is considered to be the most important of all chakras. The crown chakra is located at the top of your head, and it honors spiritual connectedness. It's up there in the top of your head where you may feel little babies have that little soft spot up in the top of their head, and there are some of us who still have a tender spot right in the top of our head. Sometimes you have an itchy spot. It just, like something is just, you know, like connecting with it all the time and causing it to itch. Or when you press down on there, it's like a tender spot. Sometimes we may feel that this connection is broken or shaky at the least, and therefore have a feeling of being too connected to the physical world and not enough spiritual inspiration. To heal the crown chakra, you will find crown chakra affirmations, and while focusing on that spot at the top of your head, say these affirmations. You can imagine a white or purple colored light connecting you to that which is well, outside of yourself. So the stone that I use for the crown chakra is selenite. That's what I use to balance out the crown chakra. I used the stones that were my favorite stones that were in tune with these chakras. So I didn't just go off and get my favorite stone to say I'm going to use it here and there. The stones that I use are stones that are in tune with each one of those chakras. And there are a number of different stones. And so of the different varieties of the stones for me to use for the root chakra, I picked hematite. Of the stones that are familiar with or that you use to connect with your sacral, I chose the one that I wanted to, and I wanted carnelian, and I love malachite. So of the choices of stones that I could pick for the solar plexus, I chose malachite because it was one of the stones that I could choose from, and the same on up the line. Rose quartz is a favorite of mine. And I used that for the heart chakra. I used lapis lazuli because that's one of I love that stone, lapis lazuli. I used to wear that all the time. I used to wear lapis lazuli, hematite, and malachite all the time. So as I saw which stones were the ones that could use to balance out each chakra, I chose the stone that I was most familiar with of that selection process. And selenite, that's a new stone for me, but I have a selenite wand here in my home, so I chose that because it was something that I wanted to use. Instead of a clear quartz, I used selenite. So that's the stones that I use to balance out the chakras that I've been working on, and I'm having a blessed time doing this this work for different people. So Kryon was saying that how we are physically is not who we really are, because we are aspects of God in human form. And God is all love. We are all love. We choose love over fear, especially during this time of pandemic and pandemonium. Our presence in the world is enough. There are some people, some of us, that are extremely frightened. And some people won't come out of their homes for the rest of their life. I have to take myself to my grocery store. The only thing that annoys me is that I have to put on all of these things, masks and gloves and stuff, before I walk out of my door, make sure I have my Lysol spray so when I buy something outside of my house, I can spray it up before I bring it in. I've been ordering more online than I've ever ordered in my whole entire life, and that means I'm spending more money because I'm not consciously aware of spending cash. When I was consciously aware of spending cash, I was accountable for every penny that I spent. Now that I use my debit card, like most people always have used, I find that I spend more money than I really care to be spending. There are some of us who will wear masks on our faces for the rest of our lives, and I might be one of those people. What else is going on? What we think, or our expectations will change. What we think wasn't changeable. We recreate our own reality by how we think, totally, totally against whatever is going on around us. So if we want to create our own reality, we talk about this on the show all the time. We bring to ourselves what we are imagining. So we need to stop it. Stop imagining anything that you're bringing into your life as negative, okay? You're going to have to see the world with new eyes because we are all in the same boat, and there is only one boat, and we're all in this together. Now, some of us may feel like we want to jump out of the boat. When you jump out of the boat, where are you going? You're going into the madness and in the mess. So, as we were saying, as we evolve as masters in this new energy, we will begin to see the world with new eyes. We will remember to understand that there is nothing to fear but fear itself. As benevolent beings, we start to see that in creating our own reality, we have the creative power of being the change we have been waiting for. These are a few of my thoughts. How about just a few? To further your understanding, you might want to listen to Cryon. Go to cryon.com. His audio is phenomenal, especially the one where he did his talk in New York, New York. Then there is Becoming Supernatural. That's Joe Dispenza. Eckhart Tolle has a book, The Power of Now. And I'm going to give you a reading from Masters in the New Energy by Adamus St. Germain. Let me give you that shortly. But let's see what's going on with Lena. Lena had some powerful words for us. Lena's theme for July is revisioning and revising and resetting, because that's what the earth has been doing. When we got locked down back in February, March, that was the earth doing a reboot. You know how you have to shut down your computers and bring it all the way down, 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 off to reboot it? Well, that's what the earth has been doing, rebooting. And if we don't do what we need to do for the earth to complete its rebooting process, we're just going to go back up and raise more spiked areas of this virus. Simple as that. You know how you can reboot, but you turn on your computer too fast, you didn't turn it down long enough, or when you have your cable television and something is going wrong and you want to know, and you call them up and say, what the heck is going on? They say, turn off the TV, turn or unplug everything and let it reboot. Okay? And they say, leave it like that for about, what, 10 minutes? They mean that. Leave it off for about 10 minutes. Well, in this case, we have to leave on our masks and stay in the house for longer than 10 minutes. But no, people don't even want to do that. So we keep getting these spikes because we're not allowing things to reboot properly or be turned off long enough for it to reboot and get back to where it wants to be or where it should be. So that's what Lena is talking about. July is revisioning. So you got to see it a whole different way. Revising and resetting. She goes on to say, we could also say that the month is about adjustment, flexibility, and adapting. The main focus in this month is to do what is in front of you and needs to be done in order to move on. So we got to do what needs to be done. Whether this is forgiving your emotional past, letting go of old dreams, trusting your vision for the future, weeding your yard, cleaning your fridge, adjusting to a new landscape, simplifying your life, or simply being in the flow of what is showing up or not showing up. The task is to stay present and to be inspired by the simple daily accomplishments instead of being in resistance to the larger, rather uninspired energy influencing the first part of the month. So, she says this is a collaborative month where cooperation and the sharing of tasks and ideas goes a long way. She says we are certainly ready for more communal efforts as we move forward in this process of change, although we are thick into the process of transformation, we are still in the birth canal, and we'll be there for some time. Oh, who wants to hear that? Do you know what it means to be in the birth canal for a long time? Oh, although we are sick into the process of transformation, who wants to be in the birth canal for a while longer? Okay, as we are still in the dark and the unknown future can be either terrifying or exciting as we contemplate what could be, I guess being in that birth canal, for me, maybe that's the reason why I keep going to sleep. I've been sleeping a lot. You know, it's like I get up, I get dressed, I sit on the couch, I turn on the news, and next thing you know, I'm waking up. Or I've already slept and had a nap during the day, and now it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I'm going to watch Trevor Noah come on at 11 o'clock. Next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm waking up. I didn't even hear what the man had to say. But I'm finding that I'm sleeping a lot. Oh, and maybe that's my form of being in that birth canal, because of the unknown future, and it can be either dark and terrifying or exciting as we contemplate what could be. The proactive attitude is adopting the belief and reminding ourselves that we create our own reality. How often do we say that? And as highly creative beings on this planet, we can create a future that we wish to see, a future that we wish to experience, a future that we love. In order to revision, revise, and reset anything, we need to first see what what needs it. Right. I mean, we can't be going out there revisioning and revising stuff when we don't see what needs to be revised and revisioned. What needs it will be something in our life that does not work, something in our life that doesn't flow right or support us. That's very interesting, because I see a lot of stuff like that around me. Lena wants to say that the first step is to acknowledge these aspects from a neutral place of acceptance without judgment or blame. So as you're looking at it, don't get angry at it. You know, I mean, I have some things going on in my life that could really, really, really annoy me to no end. But then I have to accept them. You know, you say that serenity prayer, God grant me serenity and accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, the second step is to commit to eliminating, forgiving, and releasing what no longer serves. And the third step is to welcome the void and get comfortable in the not knowing by practicing presence and flexibility. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, it's a good time to read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. Only now are you ready to revision, revise, and reset when you're in the now. So we have to watch for stubbornness as it tries to convince us to hold on to old plans, old wounds, old ways of being right, old schedules, same old people, and same structures. Stubbornness resists authority. So you will need to become your own authority so that you are making the changes in your life proactively from a place of power instead of feeling victimized. So we need to start looking inside of ourselves and our own sense of responsibility and accept truth and follow our own intuition. By creating space, we realize it's important, especially if we want to be energetically available for what we are revisioning for ourselves. It does not work to revision and then go back to old habits of worry and fear. This is where the daily inspiration comes in, and it will take discipline to keep positive in the midst of the global addiction to negativity and fear. Do your part for the collective through this discipline, and always acknowledging what is positive, what is supportive, what is working, what is getting done, and what is easy. You know, that elegantly simple thing. If you are feeling stressed, get out into nature. Find something to laugh about and something to love. How many times have I told you that if you want to boost your immune system, don't be depressed. Don't be sad. Find something to laugh about. Find something to enjoy. You know, don't worry. Be happy. You know, adaptability is being able to revise your plans in the moment when you need to. You need to be flexible and stay out of disappointment. If it doesn't work, then that means it's not meant to work. Disappointment happens when you have an attachment to something, and that something suddenly becomes unavailable to you. So we need to revise our needs and desires with what can support us best. We can still be persevering in our intentions as long as we can incorporate flexibility and adapt when we need to. What about reset? So what is that? A reset happens when you let go of an emotional, physical, or mental structure that has served as your container in the past. A reset includes a commitment or intention that moves you in a new direction and can be accompanied by feeling unbalanced, unfocused, confused, and out of sorts until you find your new grounding and anchor. It is a process, so please, 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 please be patient and stay out of stubbornness, which is the fear of change. So for the first 20 days of July, which we've come to a close as of tomorrow, we would definitely have that time for deep personal work in clearing the past, letting go, revisioning your life from a place of personal authenticity, and recommitting to revising and resetting what needs it. Now, if you haven't started that process, you have until tomorrow, okay? Because I forgot to tell you, this show was programmed for the 14th. For the 14th of July, and I did the whole show, the whole entire show. But I had never turned on my mic. I've done that in the past before. Do a whole show. You think it was a fantastic show. And then when you close out the show, you realize you've done all that talking to a cold mic. Now, some people might think that's funny, but I didn't. So that's why you're getting Lena's pathway report on the 19th instead of earlier in the month. So what are you doing to make your life better? Have the courage this month to step into that new landscape and say yes to some inner desire that has been nudging you to make a change. Okay? So this month can have a very positive outcome as long as you don't keep your head in the sand. Please be responsible, a responsible member of your tribe and community by contributing your discipline and maturity to the greater good of positive thinking and practical support. We all have an opportunity during these times to grow in maturity as members of our global community, you know, and people don't realize it, but the one way you can be mature is please put that mask on your face. You know, how many times do people have to tell you to wear the mask? Wear the darn mask. You know, this maturity starts personally with each one of us adjusting our own lives to reflect a proactive position of service to others and ourselves. And some of your choices in revisioning, revising, and resetting may not sit well with others that are attached to some aspect of you. But this is a time to consider yourself in this process, as you cannot do it for others. Remember that you will never be able to please everyone, so please yourself first. This is a good month to make sure you have time and space for reflection and the support to take the action steps you need, especially in the letting go process. It is still a very powerful time to keep clearing out physical clutter, as the outer space is always a reflection of the inner space. And that's a fact. You got clutter laying all around you. Get up and start picking up a piece here and a piece there. That's what you can do. Oh, what does she say about our health and our bodies? She was saying that we could make permanent revisions in our health if it is our intentions and support. We can support our physical, emotional, and mental health. Since we are working with very deep and foundational patterns, we can expect, oh gosh, I have this, the hips, the pelvis, the spine, and the knees to be affected. This goes on and on and on and on. And since we are also in the process of giving birth to something new, we can also expect the whole second chakra to be affected. That's that solar plexus chakra. That would be including our digestion, elimination, and sexual organs. Take extra care in these areas and acknowledge any challenges with them as simply getting your attention for what they symbolize on a deeper level. Okay? That's fear, abandonment, betrayal. We are still encouraging physical activity, movement, being out in nature, and keeping the circulation active and flowing in the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. If you get triggered into a process that puts you into emotional clearing, don't get stuck there. Keep it moving on and out. It is much less important to understand mentally what the process is than it is to clear it out as soon as possible. So don't start wondering why. Just do it. You know, a little bit of psyllium husk, you know, some Metamucil, some, you know, just start clearing stuff. Drink lots of water. You know, I drink like sometimes 96 ounces of water a day. Got some right here. I don't know why I haven't taken a sip, but hydrate yourself, whether you're outside or inside. Whatever you do this month to stay balanced physically and emotionally will greatly help with your well-being. Health is not only physical. In fact, the foundation of your well-being is based on many other factors, including your emotional, spiritual, and mental states. Lena's very good. I love Lena's report. Now, before we go, you still there? Aha. I'm going to give you a reading from Masters. Masters in the New Energy by Adamus Saint Germain. And it's not that long. And this chapter is called No Compromise. The master does not compromise. The master does not compromise their values, and more than anything, they don't compromise their trust. We're not talking so much about interpersonal relationships. we're not saying that you can't work things out with another person in a cooperative way. We're talking about no compromising your own core values, your own core trust. Many times humans will compromise what they believe, in, because they don't trust themselves. They're actually unsure. They will compromise their simplicity, their integrity, and what they know to be right for themselves. And when you compromise who you know you are, you just fall more and more out of trust with yourself. Now, this has nothing to do with working with other people. This has to do with you and your own self. When you are in a situation that's calling for you to compromise, go back to your values, back to yourself. Humans compromise themselves in so many situations instead of following what they know to be real, what they know to be right. This is the time to take a step and then allow yourself to take a deep breath and look at what is happening. Every time you compromise yourself and your own values, in a sense, it is like splitting yourself in pieces, cutting yourself into small fragments so you're no longer whole and complete. Then you are a series of compromised and mistrusting fragments or aspects of yourself. The master stays true to themselves. They do not compromise. And since we are the masters in this new energy that we're facing, we know not to compromise ourselves, our energy, or who we are. And well, I guess that is it, folks, for now. If you missed any portion of what we talked about today, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk. And we have, close to 124 shows archived there. And within about 15 minutes after we close this evening, this very show will be archived there for today. Sorry I missed you for the last couple of weeks. But like I shared earlier, there's nothing like doing a whole entire show, thinking you did a wonderful job, and then when the show comes to a close, you realize that your mic was cold the whole entire time. So nothing was recorded. And in that case, I want to say stay blessed, stay true to yourself, stay out of fear, and remember, like we talked about earlier, you have the power to heal yourself, okay? And you can do affirmations on your chakras as well. Stay good, stay healthy, and know that you are loved because you are a creation of the divine. Loving everybody. Say good night. Good night, Duchess. Thank you.
Thank you.